John Salters, S-A-L-T-E-R-S, John, J-O-H-N. This is the clinical case of a... ...74-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B going into stage 3... into stage 4. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. That has been under control. Adequate blood pressure readings. He has a hyperlipidemia, and he used to be overweight. At one time, Mr. Salters had a proteinuria that has been very stable. The albumin creatinine ratio that was determined on May the 8th of 2024 is consistent with 34. The urinalysis fails to show any proteinuria, and the protein creatinine ratio is 99 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. In the latest laboratory workup, we also had a creatinine of 2.64, and this creatinine has been oscillated between 2.6 and 2 most of the time. And there is an increase in the creatinine, the BUN creatinine ratio. Which could be most likely associated to pruritic azotemia and or some degree of obstruction in the urinary tract. The patient has nocturia times 3. He had a TURP done a year ago. Period. I don't think that increasing the serum creatinine is necessarily related to the deterioration of the kidney function because of the reasons explained. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number vitamin D deficiency, following number history of BPH status post TURP, following number hyperlipidemia. The patient has a total cholesterol of 173, HDL of 75, LDL of 84, triglycerides of 64. I have to point out that the patient is not a diabetic. If we are going to recommend the increase in the fluid intake, and we will reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I'm going to make sure that Mr. Coker, who is the primary, gets a explanation and copy of the evaluation period.